for coming out this morning for this post-election meeting to officially install the commissioners. I would like to introduce Linda Madrid, who is our assistant alderman, and she will be performing the swearing-in ceremonies today. A few quick announcements. There are some data sheets about the election in the back if anyone is interested.
Actually, you're here. I'm
going to
leave him on this chair.
You can leave him on that chair. Okay. And the other thing is there's a flyer back there, and it's about the county's comprehensive development plan. And they're having a meeting Monday, this coming Monday, at between 4 and 7 in Lewis. So if you're interested in attending, go there. I already talked to Todd, the executive director of the county, yesterday, and I said the main thing you're going to hear is traffic, 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 you know, and density. Those are the main issues that most of the people here have. And I said, when you approve a hotel on Route 1, where do all those people go? They come to Rehoboth and Dewey to the beaches. So it's going to get more crowded the more hotels you approve there. So I'm not sure they care because they get the building permit fees, but I thought I'd tell them that anyway. Maybe it'd have an impact. So anyway, can we just start with the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And please remain standing for a moment of silence.
Penny? She didn't die.
Okay, please be seated. And I also wanted to make an announcement that Penny, who works at Town Hall, is very, very ill. We're not sure she's going to make it. But she has been in the hospital for quite some time now. It's been over a month. So we just wanted to let you know that may be happening any day now. But we don't know. We hope she will pull through, but it just doesn't look likely at this point.
Keep her in your prayer.
Yeah. So in terms of roll call, let the record show that all five, four commissioners and one commissioner-to-be are all here, and we welcome Gary Persing among our ranks. So the first item on the agenda is to swear in two newly elected commissioners, and Linda Madrid will be performing that. So Courtney and Gary, do you want to take them one at a time, or
either way?
What do you guys want to do, one at a time or together? Your first big decision here, guys.
Why don't we take an hour and discuss?
Yes.
Do one at a time.
One
Gary,
at a time.
You might as well.
Okay. Raise your right hand, please. I.
I.
And you can say your
Gary
name.
Gary Persinger.
Do proudly swear.
Do proudly swear.
To carry out the responsibilities of commissioner.
To carry out the responsibilities of commissioner.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Freely acknowledging that the powers of this office.
Freely acknowledging that the powers of this office.
Flow from the people I am privileged to represent.
Flow from the people.
People I am privileged to represent.
The people I am privileged to represent.
I further swear. Always to place the public interest.
Always to place the public interest.
Above any special or personal interest.
Above any special or personal interest.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Delaware.
The Constitution of the State of Delaware.
And the Charter and Code of the Town of Dewey Beach.
And the Charter and Code of the Town of Dewey Beach.
And faithfully discharge the duties of Commissioner according to the best of my abilities.
And faithfully discharge the duties of Commissioner to the best of my abilities.
I will not accept or receive.
I will not accept or receive.
Directly or indirectly.
Directly or indirectly.
Any money or other valuable thing.
Any money or other valuable thing.
From any corporation, company, or person.
From any company, corporation, or person.
For a vote or influence that I may give or withhold.
For a vote or influence that I may give or withhold.
While holding the position of commissioner.
While holding the position of commissioner.
On any ordinance, resolution, or appropriation.
On any ordinance, resolution, or appropriation.
Or for any act I may do or perform.
Or for any act I may do or perform.
While holding
the office of commissioner.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is that longer than the old one?
It's definitely longer than the old one.
Yeah,
it is.
Courtney, don't be negotiating. Just do it.
I can speak faster. I state your name.
I, Courtney Reardon.
Do proudly swear.
Do proudly swear.
To carry out the responsibilities of commissioner.
To carry out the responsibilities of commissioner.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Freely acknowledging that the powers of this office.
Freely acknowledging that the powers of this office.
Flow from the people I am privileged to represent.
Flow from the people that I am privileged to represent.
I further swear. Always to place the public interest above any special or personal interest.
Always to place the public interest above any personal or public.
Special or personal interest. I will support the Constitution of the United States.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Delaware.
Constitution of the State of Delaware.
And the Charter and Code of the Town of Dewey Beach.
And the Charter and Code of the Town of Dewey Beach.
And faithfully discharge the duties of Commissioner.
And faithfully discharge the duties of Commissioner.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my abilities.
I will not offer, accept, or receive. Directly or indirectly.
Directly or indirectly.
Any money or other valuable thing. From any corporation, company, or person.
From any corporation, company, or person.
For any vote or influence I may give or withhold.
For any vote or influence I may give or withhold.
While holding the position of commissioner.
While holding the position of commissioner.
On any ordinance, resolution, or appropriation.
On any ordinance.
Resolution.
Or appropriation.
Or for any act I may do or perform.
For any act I may do or perform.
While holding the position of commissioner.
While holding the position of commissioner.
Congratulations. All right.
Well, congratulations, Commissioner Persinger.
Thank you.
And Commissioner Reardon.
Thank you.
Our next item is the vote for mayor, and I'd like to make a statement before we do that. I was first elected in 2007 to the town council during a very turbulent time that most of us in this room remember, and it remained unsettled till about 2011. And because of all the issues we had with excessive noise, disorderly houses, litter, public intoxication, and inappropriate behavior, it was also a time of great frustration for many property owners. And if that wasn't bad enough, we had a $750,000 deficit during that time. 3 years later, in the fall of 2010, I was first elected mayor. Since then, I've taken a very step-by-step planned approach to the problems that face the town. Business noise was the first thing that I tackled. This was followed by street noise and public urination. Next, I addressed some of our more disorderly guests who arrived in May and June from some of our local colleges, those students celebrating high school and college graduations, of course. Specific college presidents were contacted and told about the behavior of their graduates, and a successful plan for improving that situation was developed. And May and June is a lot better than it used to be because of that. Most recently, disorderly houses and then trash issues have been worked on and with noticeable improvements, and that work will need to continue into the next year. As a result of all this work, property owners have been now telling me that they're very pleased with the direction of the town, and they recognize that we have much to brag about. We have a much cleaner, more attractive town. We have a friendlier town with harmony among the businesses, the town, the council, and town management and its citizens. We have a quieter and more peaceful town, but yet people can still have fun. We have a more friendly family-friendly events, including children's activities, dog events, movies on the beach, bonfires, and weddings. We are financially stable, and there's more direct communication with property owners and business owners. As I've watched the many young children that went up and down my street to the beach this summer, and the number of baby carriages in the town, in and on the streets and in the restaurants, children everywhere, and what I saw was the future of Dewey Beach. Because as those children grow up, they'll see Dewey Beach as a place that was a very nice place. They came with their family for vacation, that it was safe and clean and fun. And I hope that will continue. trying to turn my page. I'll get to the next part. Sticking together because of the weather, I guess. Dewey Beach now has an excellent town manager who is industrious and creative and very ambitious. And as of today, I believe we have the most professional and capable town council we've ever had since I've been around. I don't know before that, but at least in my 10 years, I think this is the best we've ever had. There's still a lot of work to be done. You know, there's infrastructure, sea level rise, the rights of way issues, zoning, and our comprehensive development plan is all work that needs to be continued. In January, Commissioner Cook advised me that he truly wanted to serve as mayor. Dale and I have met several times over the last year, and he has pledged to continue on the path toward a family-friendly town with a bright future. After giving this a great deal of thought, I would like Dale to be my successor as mayor. He is dedicated to this town, and I believe he will be a good mayor. And if he's not, I told him I'll run against him next year and beat his butt. When my current term as commissioner ends in 2017, I will have served the town for a decade. Now it's the time for me to enjoy life, to go out and dance with Pat Wright, to have time with my family, and I've got a lot of other projects I'd like to work on. In fact, I wrote a book 12 years ago that's been sitting on my computer.
Oh, my God.
That I want to get published. So it's called What I Learned About Management from My Dog. I think it'll be a great seller. This does not mean I'm ending my service to the town. I still have at least one more year in council. I plan to work closely with Dale to have a clean transition. I plan to work with our marketing committee to foster and enhance the image of the town as a family-friendly town and one that's fun for all. I plan to work with Gary Persinger on enhancing the communication with property and business owners. And that may be closely aligned with the marketing committee, by the way. Those two may need to work together. And a communication with business owners. And I will continue to be involved in the many dog events in town. I don't know if you realize, but every dog event I go to and greet them and remind them not to leave their messes on the beaches. And, you know, I warn them about sand burrs and things like that. And that we have the cleanest beaches in town and we want to, in the world just about, we want to keep it that way. Most important, though, I will still be here to help you with your specific situations and issues that may arise in the future. So with that, I would like to nominate Dale Cook as mayor of Dewey Beach.
Thank you.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Aye.
So. Aye.
So then we have you sworn in as mayor.
Yeah.
Okay, you got it.
Decrepit, hard of hearing.
I state your name.
I, Dale Cook.
Do proudly swear.
Do proudly swear.
To carry out the responsibilities of mayor, the office of mayor.
Carry out the responsibilities of the office of mayor.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Freely acknowledging that the powers of this office.
Freely acknowledging the powers of this office.
Flow from the people I am privileged to represent.
Flow from the people I am privileged to represent.
I further swear.
I further swear.
Always to place the public interest above any special or personal interest.
Always to place the public interest above any special or personal interest.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Delaware.
The Constitution of the State of Delaware.
And the Charter and Code of the Town of Dewey Beach.
And the Charter and Code of the Town of Dewey Beach.
And faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of Mayor.
And faithfully discharge the duties of the Office of Mayor. We get along here.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
A little more. I will not offer, accept, or receive.
I will not offer, accept, or receive.
Directly or indirectly.
Directly or indirectly.
Any money or other valuable thing.
Any money or other valuable thing.
From any corporation, company, or person.
From any corporation, company, or person.
For any vote or influence.
For any vote or influence.
I may give or withhold.
I may give or withhold.
While holding the position.
While holding the position.
Of mayor.
Of mayor.
On any ordinance.
On any ordinance.
Resolution or appropriation.
Resolution or appropriation.
Or for any act I may do or perform.
Or for any act I may do or perform.
While holding the office of mayor.
While holding the office of mayor.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
It's long.
A long one.
Where'd you get that one?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, we must have been using the abridged one up till now, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, next is a vote among the commissioners to appoint town council secretary for 1 year. Do I have a nomination for secretary?
Yeah, I would like to nominate the former mayor, Diane Hanson, the secretary of the commission of the town of Dewey Beach. Do I have a second?
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Was that unanimous?
Yes.
You didn't say yes or no?
Yes.
I just wanted for the record.
Yes. Okay.
Get a long breath here.
I state your name.
I, Diane Hanson.
Do proudly swear.
Do proudly swear.
To carry out the responsibilities of council secretary.
To carry out the responsibilities of council secretary.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Freely acknowledging that the powers of this office.
Freely acknowledging that the powers of this office.
Flow from the people I am privileged to represent.
Flow from the people I am privileged to represent.
I further swear.
I further swear.
Always to place the public interest above any special or personal interest.
Always to put the public interest above any special or personal interest.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
I will support the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the State of Delaware.
The Constitution of the State of Delaware.
And the Charter and Code of the Town of Dewey Beach.
And the Charter and Code of the Town of Dewey Beach.
And faithfully discharge.
And faithfully discharge.
The duties of Council Secretary.
The duties of Council Secretary.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
I will not offer, accept, or receive.
Will not offer, accept, or receive.
Directly or indirectly.
Directly or indirectly.
Any money or valuable thing.
Any money or valuable thing.
From any corporation, company, or person.
From any corporation, company, or person.
For any vote or influence I may give or withhold.
For any vote or influence I may
give
or withhold.
While holding a position of council secretary.
While holding the position of council secretary.
On any ordinance, resolution, or appropriation.
On any ordinance, resolution, or appropriation.
Or for any act I may do or perform.
Or for any act I may do or perform.
While holding the office of council secretary.
Holding the office of council secretary.
Congratulations.
I have the advantage of being about time you hear it four times. Starts to sink in.
Did a lot better than I did. I'm I'm going to say a couple things. I'll keep it very short, I promise. I'm not noted for keeping things short, but I will. One, I want to thank the Mayor Hanson for everything she's done for the town. She has been, an extremely good mayor. She went through a lot of trying times, a lot of contentious times, and I think she's done a wonderful job. I think one of the main things she's done is been able to merge or help merge the business interest, the residential interest, and the visitor interest into one. We don't worry so much about making it a family town because it is a family town. We don't worry so much anymore about the negative of the nightlife because the nightlife has become something that is appropriate for everybody involved in this town. And that, of course, includes the visitors. The visitors, we've really been able to help this town come full circle and become what it was before, a great little town to go to and have fun for everybody, including families. The mayor put in countless hours. You just have no clue, unless you've been mayor, Pat. You have no clue, and Courtney, I'm sorry, have no clue what it takes to be mayor. I mean, it's just hundreds of meetings, hundreds of hours of time in your own house, just taking the time to get everything prepared for those meetings, and hundreds of hours of dealing with county, state, and other local officials to try to get Dewey insinuated into the flow of money and benefits and whatever that comes from the state and the county, et cetera. And even if you did it halfway, you'd spend more time than anybody else in this town ever does for the town. And I certainly appreciate it, and I thank you very much for everything you've done. I hope there's a couple things that I'm worried about and that I want to address as we move into this next year. Very first thing, biggest elephant in the room is sea level rise and flooding on the Bayside. I'm very, very worried about that. I think it's going to take an enormous amount of money, and I think it's going to take a lot of help from the state and county officials to solve that problem. I mean, we had, years ago, we had somebody down here, or probably someone from every department of the state in meeting at town hall about what can we do about it, and they said, you know what, the best thing you're going to do is either raise the land or lower the water. And we all kind of went, what? You know, and in other words, it's not something that's going to be an easy solve. It's not something that's going to be a permanent solve, and it's going to take a lot of money. So we're going to have to address that. That's, again, like I say, the elephant in the room. I think that infrastructure in the town of Dewey Beach, right now, technically, we're responsible for all the drainage systems in Dewey Beach. That agreement was signed back in 1983 between the town and the state for a lot of reasons, but whatever the reasons were, we're responsible for it. And that, again, is going to take a lot of money. Those drains are collapsing. They're going to have to be constantly taken care of and replaced, and we're going to need the help of the state and the county and other local officials to tell us how we can get grants, et cetera. So that's another problem. The final issue that I want to discuss is the trash issue is coming up now. We're on our way to possibly going to a single service provider for the trash in Dewey Beach. And everybody, all residential properties would be involved, other than those that are combined in a building with commercial. If residential properties that are combined with commercial probably won't be involved in it, but all other residential properties will. And it's good for Dewey Beach as long as we can get it down to the point where we're paying about the same prices we pay now. So that's what I'm going after this coming year. Good luck, council, because I'm a pain in the neck. I really am. I understand that. And as the former mayor did, I will be pushing you also to get things done. While we're at it, I want to address the town manager. I also think we have an excellent town manager. He's kept me personally and the rest of the commission on top of everything. When you've got 50 things to do and you're trying to put them on your agenda and things always tend to slip a little bit. Well, the town hall, including Mark and Ashley and the other people that work in town hall, really don't let us slip too much. If they weren't around, we'd be in trouble, I think. So I appreciate that, and I know that I have something that I'd like everybody to think about coming back at 12 o'clock today to the town manager's meeting. It's scheduled from 12 to 2. It probably won't last that long, but he has some excellent meetings, so think about coming to that. And Mark now has something, I believe, that you'd like to show us, the commissioners and the attendees here, what we're hoping for this coming year.
I'll try to make it short. First of all, I would recommend that at our October meeting, either Friday night or Saturday night, we have a celebration and then really acknowledge all the efforts that Diane Hansen has made to this town. I think that we should do something more than
that will be
we're doing here. So I'd like to suggest that I work on that with Ashley and you all can participate. But I think we should do something that supports the efforts that Diane has made. For me personally, I would not be here. I would not have ever become the town manager if it wasn't for Diane Hansen. I would not have stayed as town manager if it wasn't for Diane Hansen being mayor. I'm prepared to stay on, in spite of the fact that I think that I agree. I think we have what appears to be a fully committed council that would be a pleasure for me to work with. But I would not have been here without a state for Diane Hansen being the mayor. So what I'd like to do is with Ashley and anybody else who wants to get involved, do something either Friday the 7th or Saturday the 8th to adequately or with the spirit that I think we all feel commemorate Diane Hansen for her efforts.
Absolutely.
Feels like I died.
Whatever.
Yeah, you didn't die. No.
celebration. Secondly, what I want to do is part of the organizational meeting, I tried to kind of decompress some of the things that I've been working on and try to put to paper some of the things that I think we need to be looking at in the fall and winter. So I'll pass this out to you guys in a minute. So I did that, and I baked all of those things back there and then actually put them in store-bought boxes. And then lastly, there's a workshop at 12 o'clock today here in this building. There's an agenda that was posted for it, and really what I want to do is communicate with the public and try to find out what is going on from their perspective, how the summer went, and then go over some other things that are going on. So I have three items here, I'll get these posted online. The first is just a fall and winter, some of the things that I think we need to work on, as are these three. So that's it for me.
And it looks like you're going to be busy. Looks like you're going to be busy.
Yes, ma'am.
Mark, are you done?
Yes. Yes, I am.
For the moment. Matt?
Go ahead.
Yeah.
So not to belabor things, but I just do want to make a couple quick comments. First of all, I've had the pleasure of working with Dale and Diane for the last year. And Dale, I see you as perhaps the least biased human being I've ever met. And I really respect your ability to see all sides of an issue, your expertise, and your experience. And I think you'll do a great job and are a worthy successor to Mayor Hansen. And then Diane, I just wanted to add, Dale, I think, has appropriately cited a few of the major impacts that you had for this town in your opening statement. You cited a few as well, but none of that comes close to really demonstrating the impact you have had for Dewey Beach. I think you've been no less than the backbone of this town for a long, long time, and your role here has been phenomenal. And I think next week be a wonderful chance to look back on all that you have done and celebrate what you will do. But thank you very much for all of your time and for gracefully transitioning the role at this point. I think that says immense things about your strength of character as well, to see an orderly transition and see the town continue down this path that you started and established 10 years ago. Thank you, Diane.
Okay. Any other comments from anyone?
Just quickly, I too would like to thank now just only Commissioner Hansen.
Just only.
Former mayor.
For her truly extraordinary service, I think, to this town. It's really remarkable, and I'm sure that I know only a small percentage of the slings and arrows that she's faced over the past decade. It was just such an unsettled time. There were so many issues going on. There were so many factions and so much contention, so much disagreement. And she's weathered it all. And the town is better off for it. So, again, I would just like to thank her for that service. It really has been truly remarkable. I look forward to working with what are now my fellow commissioners over the next 2 years, and look forward to Mayor Cook's service, and hopefully his performance will deserve all the accolades that he's just received. I'm sure that will be the case. So again, thanks very much. Thanks for all the support that I've had so far, and I look forward to working with everyone.
I must add to that, there were times that I felt like General Custer going to the
You suffered the slings and arrows of Dewey Beach, and at times you were really in the target and people looking at it, and you hung in there, and I haven't always agreed with you, but you've done a wonderful job. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it, and look forward to working with you as a commissioner.
Great. Thank you. Any comments from the public?
I have one more thing I'd like to add. I have a few copies, and I will bring more at the next meeting. This is a walking tour of Dewey Beach that Eleanor Tyler put together for the marketing committee. And so if you want one, please get it. It's very, very interesting, and it's going to be handed out to all the hotels, et cetera. So get it.
Yep. Pat?
As a former mayor, I want to tell you that the title of mayor sort of travels with you forever, like president. And no longer can you use Hanson. You have to be Mayor Diane. As I am Mayor Pat.
Okay, sounds good. I was thinking the other day, there's a couple I ran into on the beach, and they recognized me, but they couldn't remember my name, so they called me mayor. And the guy said, "And what is your name?" And I had to tell him. I thought, now people are going to have to remember my name. Oh. They can't just get away with calling me mayor.
No, they don't. They call you mayor forever.
Okay. Yeah, my husband was worried about losing his title of first dude. But I have to admit that when I even told him I was thinking about it, he did cartwheels across the living room floor. He was so happy.
She's not kidding. He told me a couple times. He said, "She's thinking about doing it."
So it does take a toll on your spouses as well if you're married in this kind of position. So last call for any public comments. Okay. I guess then it's time for us to celebrate. So may I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, meeting adjourned. Let's celebrate.